So before we jump into the pod, I just wanted to say that I hope you enjoy this ep. It's really special that I was able to bring Helen on. And this is our first two-parter podcast ep. So if you haven't listened to last week's ep about my Akashic Records experience, I would listen to that first and then dive into this episode with Helen. This isn't just another spiritual, I'm going to say, mumbo-jumbo conversation. This is truly about real transformation, real insights, and real potential that, let me tell you, is already sitting inside of you. It is waiting to be unleashed, because magic can happen as long as we just allow it to unfold. And for me, when I had my Akashic Records session with Helen, things did start to happen. And that's because I was aware, I was in alignment, I was listening, I was in tune, and I was then making changes in my life that lined up with my soul gift. So if it's still a bit like, woo, crazy for you, all I ask you to do is sit back and listen. Listen with an open heart, listen with an open mind, and see where this journey takes you. So here is the show. Enjoy. Welcome to Women Work Wellbeing, the go-to podcast for women, where we empower you to thrive and succeed in your career whilst always prioritizing your well-being. Expect guest interviews with inspiring women who are breaking barriers, sharing their highs and lows, and strategies for success. Don't forget to join us in our free community over at jobsforwomen.co.uk/community for access to our weekly newsletter, masterclasses, webinars, and of course, free yoga and meditation classes. I'll see you in there. So welcome to another episode of Women Work Wellbeing. I'm very, very, very excited to welcome my guest this week. We have Helen Snook, who is a holistic wellness and transformation soul coach and Kundalini meditation and yoga teacher. Welcome to the podcast, Helen.
Hey, great to be here.
I'm so excited. So just to give the backstory to the listeners, Helen and I met on a course, was it last year?
Yes, and last March.
We connected on so many levels. She's my go-to person now for all things business, yoga, life. And I'm just really excited that you're on the podcast. And hopefully the listeners have already listened to the podcast episode that we released last week. We're talking today about Akashic Records. Now, for those people, like I said on my podcast last week, that are like, what? Huh? What is that? You need to stick with us, because by the end of it, I promise you, you will be wanting to explore it. So let's start right at the beginning, Helen, because I am fascinated by the Akashic Records, didn't know a lot about it. What's your journey? What's your story? How did you get into working in this area, and what drew you into the practice?
Well, it's quite interesting, really, because I actually started, I didn't really know what the Akashic Records were. And I'd heard the word, but wasn't really sure. And then in 2016, I had gone through a separation with my son's father, and I was living at my sister's at the time whilst I was in that transitionary stage. And I was reading a book. Have you heard of Rebecca Campbell?
Yes.
So I was reading her book, Light is the New Black. And at the time I was also doing my health coaching training with integrated nutrition, and just kind of, I was on a bit of a journey. I had just recently finished my Kundalini training. So I was in that kind of path, but I was still in mental health. So I worked in senior management in mental health for 12 years. So I was in a bit of a transitionary phase, and I was reading this book, Rebecca Campbell, and she was talking about the Akashic Records, and that she had done, and I can't remember if it's in the book or if it was on her website, it was somewhere about that, if you want to know more about the Akashic Records, the person to learn from is someone called Andrea Hess under the Soul Realignment Modality. And so me being me, kind of, you know, went and kind of had a little look and things, but it kept coming up for me. And in the end, I actually ended up signing up to as a level one practitioner under the Soul Realignment Akashic Records training with Andrea Hest. But it didn't, it took me, I'd watched the videos and listened to some of it, but it actually took me until 2020 in the lockdowns to actually finish that level one certification. And then as soon as I'd finished that in the, during the lockdowns, I did my level two, my level three, and then have carried on doing other trainings and things. So that was really my kind of journey into the Akashic Records. When I signed up, I didn't really know what I was signing up to. It was just, I don't know, it just felt like I needed to do it. I wasn't quite sure. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. And I think because, you know, we're both yoga teachers, it's that intuition sometimes, isn't it? And the universe does come up with the goods, so to speak, at a certain time. And the more I'm leaning into it, especially since our session, I feel like I'm so much more aware. So it does make sense that you just sort of felt called, I guess, to it. Then what happened once you'd done sort of level one? How was it? What can you share your experience?
So when you do the training with Andrea, you have to go through some attunements so that you're accessing the Akashic Records in a certain way and getting accurate information. Because in the Akashic Records, there is no time and space. So there's a certain way with Andrea teachers that we access it. So, but you're encouraged to do your practice clients first before you do your own. So I'd actually done my practice clients first, got my certification, and then I did my own Akashic Records. And it's been a journey. I think for me, it's been a bit of a slow journey with it almost, but I'm just so happy, grateful for myself that I did actually take this path, if that makes sense as well.
Yeah, of course. And for those unfamiliar, can you describe the Akashic Records in really simple terms and explain why they're such a powerful tool for self-discovery?
So the Akashic Records is often described as like a library. Some people like to think of it as a library of everything, of your soul, everything there that has been and is and every kind of thought, everything is in the Akashic Records, and like to think of it as a library. I kind of now like to think, because obviously we're evolving, aren't we? And we're becoming more, society is, you know, we've got the internet. So I like to think of it as maybe like an internet as well, like a super highway where everything is there and everything about ourselves, our soul, we can access. But also just to say, like, so all souls have an Akashic Record, but also so does properties have an Akashic Record. A business has an Akashic Record. And this is, so I also do property sessions for people. I think I did one for you actually, didn't I? And then I'm just about to start working with the business Akashic Records as well.
That's so exciting, but also a little bit, I think for people listening, maybe like, you know, trying to really understand, I understand that it's a library and I love that idea that it's like a super highway. How is it that it's that a business would have Akashic Records and an individual?
So it's our soul that has the Akashic Records. So when I go into your Akashic Records, I'm going in for your soul. So your soul's Akashic Records, and that would be like different lifetimes you've had. There could be contracts, vows. We look at all of it when I go into your, as a soul, into your Akashic Records. And a business, so when we're working within the business, there's always a probability with a business. But once you actually are taking a payment and it becomes its own, it actually becomes, then it has its own Akashic Record as well.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So can someone align the two? So say they have a session with you, or they start to do this work on Akashic Records and understand what their soul gifts are. Can they align that with their business?
They could do. That's something that, because I haven't actually started, I'm just about to start with the business. So that would be a question I would look into, because there is certain aspects, for example, because how I work within the soul realignment modality is we work with energetic qualities. The soul has different energetic qualities, and those energetic qualities that your soul is working with. Even though we're an aspect of all of it, there's a certain percentage where we would be, that would be our main energetic quality. As you know, when I, George, you had those certain qualities within your Akashic Records, and where you're accessing them.
Yeah, and for those that have listened to my podcast episode on that, you can go back and listen now, but it was so interesting to have that session. And to, I think sometimes you already know to a degree if you are maybe intuitive or you do a little bit of inner work, but what I found amazing was finding out what my gifts were, and then the magic has started to happen for me in the months thereafter, because I feel more like, okay, this is the path. And as things have now started to unfold in my life and in my career, it's all making a bit more sense. So when people have had their sessions with you, what is there, like a general feeling afterwards or feedback that you get? Like I said, for me, it was being really aware of what my gifts were. And then everything started to slowly, I guess, fall into place with my work. Or what I started to do was lean into areas where I knew my gifts were and maybe started to pull back. I mean, I'm saying pull back. I'm not very good at pulling back. I'm good at like pushing forward, but I definitely have noticed a massive shift with work. Can you share any sort of feedback on what people might experience after they've had a session?
Yeah, so I tend to have definitely different types of people that come in for a session, and I tend to attract a lot of entrepreneurs. And what I find with the entrepreneurs and business owners is that it gives them clarity, because a lot of them are actually on, they're already kind of aligning themselves, but it gives them clarity that they're on the right path, and just maybe a deeper perspective of it, or like yourself, where you can go, oh, actually I can move more into this area. This is, and I find most people will say that it's just given them massive clarity and that they're on the right path, especially when they've been questioning themselves maybe, or not sure if this is right for them, what they're doing. Yeah. But then I also tend to attract people that will come in and they're come in for a session and then realize that actually there's gifts that they have that they're not accessing, but they used to, for example. And it gives them permission to kind of go, oh, actually I want to kind of re-explore this aspect of myself.
Yeah. I love that. And I was actually going to ask that next, like, you know, when you said about getting the clarification, my next question was going to be, well, what if it's not clarification? What if it's like, God, I'm not working in the area that I should be? But your example of maybe someone was working to those gifts and then they've sort of gone down a different path, but then it's like going back to what's aligned for their soul. I find it so fascinating. So how does it actually work for someone listening that's thinking, well, how, yeah, you've done your training, how the hell do you access the records? How does it work? How do you prepare for a session and how do you access it?
So there's a certain way that we're taught to access the Akashic Records. That's under the soul realignment modality. And like I said, we go through an attunement And then there's a certain, so I will prepare. So I always say to people, give me 2 weeks to prepare. And then I need from people their name of birth, their name now, their place of birth, their date of birth, and permission. And then I have a certain way that I, that we're taught to go in and access their Akashic records. And then I retrieve the information so that for the soul. So I will look at the unique soul gifts. I will look then also at blocks and restrictions. So I look at like the soul profile and any extra soul specializations. And then I go into the blocks and restrictions part. And that's looking to see if there's anything that's kind of accessing someone on a soul level from accessing their gifts, or anything that's preventing them. And then, so there's I do that on a level one part, and then they'll have a 21-day clearing, which you obviously have had as well, the 21-day clearing, and then you read that out each day, but you activate. So I just place the clearing into the Akashic records, and then when we've done the session, the person having the session will activate that themselves, and they just read it out for 21 days. The clearing takes place. And then sometimes people will come back for a life situation session, and I do the manifestation sessions. There's different sessions I do as well after you've had the initial Divine Soul Blueprint session, which is what you had.
Yeah, and my soul gifts were Divine Manifestation as the primary, and then Divine Power as the secondary. And then I had the secondary God Spark at the fifth chakra, which was really enlightening for me when you sort of gave me that information. And I loved when you were giving you gave me that information, then it was like examples, for example, you know, doing a podcast, doing speaking gigs. And then it allowed me to then lean into that more, because, you know, in those moments of doubt, when you are, so for those that are building, you know, listening, if you've got your own business, we do have those days, don't we, where we doubt ourselves and we think what we're doing. And like, it's like with a podcast, anyone that has started a podcast knows it is a slog and it takes time and effort. And when I had that session, you know, that extra God spark for communication, I was like, no, lean into that, Zoe. Don't feel like, you know, throwing the towel in when things are tough. And I guess it just gave me, like you used the word permission earlier, and I think that's a really good way to describe it, permission to just lean in to what's coming up in terms of soul gifts. I find it really interesting. And also for me with the divine power at secondary, remind me actually, divine power. So we know divine manifestation is pretty clear, which I definitely need to lean into more. Divine power was that stepping into power in my where I am now?
It's being and doing whatever you want, and it's about being in freedom and choice and not in obligation. And also, if you remember, I said to you that divine power is very energetically sensitive, so it's like a radio tuned up, and we talked about that just, and it's the natural entrepreneur. It's the natural being in your power, and experiencing that, and being able to show others that we can experience ourselves as we choose. And it's very independent, which and going back into the divine manifestation, that's very creative energy. And you doing the yoga and everything, that really fits in with all of that, like taking people through a transformational experience of themselves.
Yeah, I just love that. And I love that, that visual of the radio. I just literally had a moment where I just dropped back into our session. I remember that. It's like tuning in, stepping into your power. And I guess, you know, all the different roles, like you said, teaching yoga, like almost like mentoring, advocating for change through Jobs for Women. It all sort of came together. And I think that's why it was so, for me, so transformative. And obviously it's going to be different for other people, but that's why I have been an advocate. And also Danny in our group, we've got this amazing group of, we call ourselves the business cheerleaders, because it's just like this awesome group of women that are like, got each other's back. And I know Danny's a massive advocate as well, alongside lots of others in our group for this work. Are there any misconceptions about the Akashic Records?
I'm not sure. Do you know what? I'm not sure. I think likely be that I might meet some skepticism.
Mm-hmm.
Or people just having a skeptical view of it, or but then I think anything on when it becomes into what people would class as spiritual or
yeah,
or you know, you can kind of be met with that. And so I would say that's more what I would kind of experience. I find that because I've literally done over 100 people now.
Wow, well done. Slowly, you.
Yeah, slowly building up. And most people will come into a session because it's something they've chosen for themselves. But I occasionally get people come in through a gift. So they would be gifted. And I've had a few men recently that have come in because their wives or partners have gifted them. And what's interesting is I've had a few men who've been quite sceptical. And then after the session, they've left me amazing testimonials and have been like, they were blown away with the information. And so that's always been really good feedback, I think, that with it. And right. and you mentioned Danny from our group and things. And it's so great to see people's journey with this work. Because what I have also done is I've created, because I'm a coach as well, so I trained as a coach, but I've created, at the moment, I've been doing a beta coaching program. Because what I realized is actually I can give people the information and then some people can really run away with it. But some people actually need that extra support. So I've created a coaching program that brings in some of my coaching skills, but also I bring in the Akashic Records as well, so I can help people navigate into this in a deeper way as well.
That is so needed as well, because we're all different, aren't we? Some people are good at that implementation and running with it. But I think sometimes with something like the Akashic Records, it can be so eye-opening that I think that's great that you've created that, because sometimes we do need that extra support to get the most out of it.
And one of the things, just to give you an example of myself, so just what you were saying previous, so I'm actually a secondary divine community. I'm actually my energy of communication. And that is something that, so I, as you know, I mentioned previous, I worked in mental health for 12 years in senior management. And I would always be going off doing writing things. So I would do novel writing courses, done a screenwriting course. I'd always be doing The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. And just different things. And I did some freelance journalism at one point. I did some work experience. Have you heard of Psychology's magazine?
Yeah.
I did some work experience with them once when my son was a baby, and I interviewed Martha Beck for an article that I was writing and on manifestation, interestingly. And I was dipping in, but if I'd have known then my gifts, I would have stuck with that side. And then I ended up kind of almost dismissing it and then letting it go. So I'm now coming back to my communication skills and having to, because it is, sometimes we have to learn these skills as well. So I've recently signed up to a screenwriting course. I'm doing I did the Hay House Writers workshop and course, and there's a yoga book that I've been working on, and I'd like to start a podcast at some point. And so I'm myself trying to, you know, move in more into this communication gift as well. And but if I had what I was offering, I would definitely move faster, if that makes sense. It's almost like seeing myself and seeing actually this would have benefited me as well, actually. And I found that some of the people I'm working with at the moment, some of my clients, they're really moving forward with moving in more into alignment for themselves and what they want doing. And yeah, the coaching really does complement it.
And you said sometimes we have to learn it. Do you mean that you might have a soul gift, but you're actually not very good at it? Or do you mean learn more about the gift?
So it could be, for example, what I meant by that is, say, for example, yeah, it could be something that you need to learn, a skill. So, for example, if you're, say, really high in the energy of communication skills, and that would be writing, speaking, however that looks, it might be actually that you're not a natural great copywriter or writer or whatever. You've got to learn those skills.
Wow.
But when you learn those skills, you can really flourish within that.
That's so interesting that yeah. It's kind of in your blueprint. It's already there, but you might have to tap into it and learn.
Yes.
That's fascinating. Because it's what? Is it all predetermined? Is it already in your blueprint? Like, do you see what I mean? Is it so you might have communication skills, but then you might think that you're not great at, I don't know, presenting or whatever it is. But then once you know that, you can work on it.
Yes, exactly. And also what you've got to remember is, and we're taught this in the training, is that we now have so much freedom and choice on the planet. We never had this much freedom and choice, especially as women. We were likely to have basically had our lives years, you know, like say how many lifetimes ago, we wouldn't have had the choice to be able to have as much freedom and choice to be doing what we're doing and to really go into our soul gifts. Because actually, you know, in history, it was about survival or expectation, family expectation, whatever. So it's like now we can really, and we likely wasn't able to use our gifts in previous lifetimes.
Oh yeah, that's so interesting. That's a whole other podcast. I love that. Yeah.
If you look at history, if you look at like evolvement of, say, you know, there could have been, you know, where it would be, you know, we wouldn't have a choice to be able to do what we're doing now and then have the freedom that we can have now.
And then when we're thinking about like practical applications, so obviously you're working on this coaching program, which sounds great. How can the insights from an Akashic Records session be applied in everyday life? If someone's feeling stuck or they're at a crossroads, they don't know what's going on, have you got any tips on how they could start to utilize the insights?
So I guess it would be having a session with us. Well, I go into the soul realignment modality. So you can always look up. There are many practitioners of this under the soul realignment. And if you go online, you can find, for example, Andrea Hess, who's the founder of it, does actually have, she has like a list, you know, you can go to the, I don't know what they're called, okay. I'm not on it actually, and I do need to add myself to it, but practitioner list of practitioners, and find a soul realignment practitioner, have a session, or reach out to myself. And then I would be able to kind of like, you know, give you information about your unique soul gifts, energetic qualities of. But in the session, I tend to give like tips on how you can move into that. And I think it sometimes is, you know, I've seen people in my sessions who will make really quick changes. Danny, for example, as we mentioned earlier, really quick changes. And then I would say someone like myself, I've been a little bit slower with it.
Yeah, and we're all different, aren't we? We're all human. And I know a lot of people do struggle with trusting their intuition. I'm teaching the kids this at the moment. Listen to the inner voice, the answer's there. Do you think the Akashic Records can help us build that trust in ourselves?
Oh, definitely I do, yes. And I think that it's connecting to our soul, it's connecting to our own unique self, and it's just that kind of self-trust. And I think ultimately, if for example, if someone comes into a session and they don't feel that that's actually right for them or whatever I'm saying, then I always say they have to trust what feels right for them as well. And it's connecting, it's just connecting to ourselves, and everyone can connect to their Akashic records. How they do that is, you know, there's books out there and everything to teach you how to do that. But like I said, I access them just through the way, a certain way, because of the modality I trained in.
Yeah, and I have to say, when you deliver your session, it's very comprehensive and it's recorded, which is really helpful because there's a lot of information, and because it's recorded, you can go back and, you know, and absorb it in different ways. And then I guess for me, just doing it bit by bit, obviously doing the clearing, and it does start to just somehow align. And I think sometimes just that awareness, the awareness stage, and then it's like listening to the intuition. Can you share any memorable transformations or stories to show the listeners the impact of the Akashic records?
Yeah, I mean, I could give you a few, but just one off the record of just thinking straight off my head is one of my clients I'd been working with. I'd done her Akashic records, and she's been slowly kind of, at first it didn't make much sense to her. She was the energetic quality of divine order. And I think it took her a while to kind of, actually I'm not really sure what this means, but it's really interesting because her life is like completely different. And she's now just written a book. She started public speaking, doing all this, like really moving in to a whole different way, career and everything. And it's taken a few years, but she's literally, the transformation is completely different with her. And you tend to see that. It's almost like the information that you've been given, kind of when it feels right, it sets in, you then take those steps. It's almost, and now when I have a session with her, because also she's one of my coaching clients, and I'll see, and there'll be things that she's doing, I'll be like, this is what we discussed, like, you know, previous, this is really in line with your gifts, and it's all starting to make sense. And also it's took her on her own spiritual journey as well.
I love that. And also I love to that, you know, you highlighted it's taken a couple of years. And I think sometimes we put so much pressure on ourselves, don't we, to get it done now, crack on, move forward. But sometimes you just got to let divine timing step in, and it will happen when it needs to happen. That's incredible that she's made such changes.
Huge,
inspiring.
And also just to say, what I do find is that I will have people come back to me and say they had the session and they didn't quite, like, some things it all makes sense, like they're re-listen to it a bit later and it all makes sense. But also what I get a lot of people come back and say, because then what I find is people come back for the life situation sessions, which I, there's something that I do ongoing with people, is that there's been these things that have been bothering them, or there's been something. Like, I had one client and she was like, she was just having this like weird issues at work. It just didn't seem to go. There were some other things going on. And she did the clearing. And then she said it was like, it's just like, she realized, like, say a couple of months later, everything, it was gone. It wasn't there. It was literally, it'd been resolved. And it's something that'd been really a big thing for a long time. That's something I get people come back and then they kind of go, oh my goodness, like this is something that's really cleared most for them. And I would say also, like myself, to an example, my life's completely different. Like when I first started doing this training in the Akashic Records, when I first started, I was working in mental health. I was commuting. So I had a young baby and everything, but you know, I'd been done 12 years and stuff in that. And then it's like, now I'm self-employed. I teach Kundalini yoga and I run courses, do classes, and I'm doing this, like the Akashic record work. I'm doing a lot of this work and coaching. And even though I'm not quite where I want to be, there's other goals within my writing. It's just, I'm just moving more and more towards to that makes sense. But my life's completely different since starting this work.
Oh my God, it literally gives me goosebumps. I love it. So I know we've got to wrap up soon. For any listeners that are curious but maybe a bit hesitant, what advice would you give them about, I don't know, taking the first step towards exploring their Akashic records?
I would just say do it. If it calls you, I always think if it calls you, you'll do it. And, you know, there are books you can look online. There are books about Akashic records. Like I said, I don't really know. I mean, I personally, that's not something I would do just because I have, you know, studied under the soul realignment modality. And that's just the way that I work within the Akashic records. But you can have a look around or reach out for a session with me. And I'm happy to do an offer, exclusive offer for any of your listeners.
Oh, that is so kind. And I would say go for it as well. I've referred some people to Helen. I know Danny has. We could talk about Danny. Danny will be listening. So hey, Danny. Danny's also going to come on the pod at some point. So yeah, if people want to connect with you, where's the best place for them to find you?
So I'm just literally redoing my website at the moment, but you can get me on helensnoop.com. And currently it's just my yoga page, but the Akashic Records page will be up in the next week. And you can also find me on Instagram, Helen_Snook11, plus also LinkedIn. I can give you the links if you wanted to add them into the show notes.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll put all the links in there. And if you do connect with Helen via the podcast, do let her know that it is through Women Work Wellbeing, because we love to see where those connections form. And the final thing to say is thank you, Helen, for your time.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's just such a pleasure. I love it when I have my mates on, because I am your friend, but I'm also someone that's had a session, had the transformation, which is ongoing. I'm not saying it's a big, massive transformation, but it's been very transformational since I had the session. So amazing. I am both friend and client, and it's worked. So I would say if you feel called, go for it. Thank you so much for your time, Helen.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
So, wow, what a great chat with Helen. And I'm sure that you've probably got more questions about it. So you can do your own reading on it. You can have a little Google. You can also reach out to Helen. Helen is so helpful and so caring. So if you have questions about it, why don't you just message her and ask her? It was insightful. I am intrigued by the world of Akashic Records, and I love the idea of this sort of filing cabinet, you know, cosmic filing cabinet, however you look at it, the internet. And I just feel like, you know, Helen's example, when she recognizes that when she worked in senior management in mental health, that had she have known what her gifts were, things might have been different. She might have gone down a different path. And that's not to say that she's regretting her decisions, because our path is our path and it takes you where you're supposed to be. I just love that she's flipped her life around. She's now doing something that aligns with her and that she loves. And I love that you too can access this spiritual roadmap that is all about you. It's you. This is you. It's within you. It's your blueprint. And don't forget, if you do go down this route, transformation doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't need to. We need to put the brakes on a little bit with the whole, like, needs to happen now, now, now. I'm definitely learning that and sitting and leaning into that. So what I want you to do is I want you to give Helen a little follow on Insta or LinkedIn. Go to her website, which is going to be live, like she said, soon, but you can find her yoga stuff on there. And I'd love you to just maybe take a chance with her, or maybe just do a little bit of work on you. Just take a moment to recognize where you are now, maybe what you're doing in life, in career. Maybe have a little think about where you want to be. Your intuition is talking to you. If not talking, it's screaming to you. It's saying, hey, come over and listen to me. So whether you're looking, like Helen, to start a podcast, write that book that's inside you, maybe you want to change your whole career, maybe you want to try something different, your soul has a plan. So trust yourself, trust the journey, and maybe take a step in towards exploring your Akashic records. So that is it for another episode. I've loved having you, as always. Do me one favor, just one little favour, head over to the podcast player where you listen to Women Work Wellbeing and give us a review. It helps us reach other women. It helps us connect with inspiring, incredible guests, and you can be part of that. If you've not joined the Jobs for Women community, the little members area that we've got, head over to jobsforwomen.co.uk/community, drop your name and email address in there. You'll get a weekly newsletter with the, when the podcast drops, which is really helpful. Also hit follow on the podcast so you know when the new episode drops, and you have access to all of our free content in there, including yoga and meditation classes. So there's no reason not to join. I've loved having you. I will see you next week.